We've got PGA golfer Christian Bezuidenhout joining us. Before we get into today's event, welcome in. Very excited to have you on the show. But you've played some of the toughest courses in the world. Which one still gives you nightmares?
It's normally the US Open. US Open is one of the majors that we play every year. And, yeah, it's just one of those tournaments where they just set the golf course up as hard as they can, make the greens as fast as they can, grow the rough as high as they can, play it as long as they can. So it's just, it's probably one of the toughest tournaments every year, and normally one of the toughest courses every year. So that's definitely the normally the toughest courses that we play.
Hold on a second. You say that, but I'm not going to let you off the hook because you had a really good finish there this year.
I did.
And you played pretty well in the Open Championship. I call it the British Open, the Open Championship.
Yep.
And those, to me, the Masters is different in every way. But the U.S. Open and the Open Championship, to me, are two of the hardest because of everything you just mentioned. And you did pretty well at both those.
Yeah. I mean, I normally do pretty well on tough courses because I'm a pretty straight driver with the golf ball. So especially on US Open, if you keep it in play out of the rough, you can definitely make a score. But I'm not one of the longest hitters on tour, but I'm definitely one of the more accurate hitters, and that's why I think I do well on tougher courses.
Yeah. I want to get into in just a minute. We'll get into your involvement with the Arthur Blank Center for Stuttering and other things. But it is funny having you walk in here, because every person that we usually have at golf tournaments that walks in, they're wearing their golf stuff. I'm like, hey man, how you hitting them? But you are an actual PGA Tour golfer. I feel like it's a slap in the face. Be like, hey man, how you hitting them? Like, oh, I don't know. Probably 200 par or 400 par. It must be so cool, and you got your sponsors all over your shirt. I think it one day my goal in life might just be to have sponsorships all over my collar and stuff like that. But just give us a little bit of a brief about the year that was for you golfing wise, and how well you think you did, and what some of the goals will be for the coming up year.
Yeah, I mean, it was I probably rate my season of a 5 out of 10. So it wasn't one of the best seasons that I've had. I've been through a couple of swing changes, middle of the season, March, April. I started with a new coach, just to improve my swing, improve my ball striking a little bit, just my overall game, just to get it a little bit more consistent. So what I found was it was really hard to make those changes middle of the season and to still compete every week, you just can't take 4 months off and just work in a game and then just all of a sudden come back and play well. So you have to find the balance of working your swing, improving your swing, and then still take it to the golf course under pressure and then still perform as well, which I found really hard this year. But if I look at the bigger picture, we've definitely made a lot of progress over the last 5-6 months in my swing, in my game and stuff. So I'm really looking forward for the rest of the year that I'm going to play. I'm probably going to play 6 or 7 events before Christmas break, and then come back early next year to start the season off again. So I'm really excited for the new season to start and to eventually just play a full season where I've made the changes and then just take it to the course and play.
I've always been curious how golfers approach it, because I think with other sports, with football, right? You have a week that goes by and you install a game plan on a Wednesday, and then you maybe work on your red zone offense on a Thursday, but you guys have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then some of those are travel. You're traveling to the next tournament because they start on Friday, Thursday. Like, Do you go out there on a Monday, you're like, all right, I'm going to work on chipping and putting today, and then tomorrow it's long irons and the driver, and then Wednesday we'll get to the practice round? Or do you go spend 3 hours at the driver range and then go play 18? Like, how does that practice schedule for a golfer, when you're not trying to maybe change some stuff, how does that play out?
Yeah, I mean, every golf on the PGA Tour is different on how they prep for a week, you know, but you can never just work on a long game or just work on short game. Like, you have to work on everything every day to make it better, you know. Also spoke to my coach, and he's like, okay, we're going to work on the swing now, but don't neglect your one of your strongest parts in your game, like your putting and your driving and stuff like that. You have to still work on that, even though you want to fix your swing and make your swing better. You have to still work on the stuff that got you here as well, you know. So you have to find the balance every week on what you're going to do, because you want to see the golf course as well before you tee it up on Thursday. So you have to just find a balance every day of short game, putting, iron play, wedges. I mean, name it. I mean, there's so many things to practice, yeah, in golf, and so many things you have to do well to make a score and to play well. So every golf is different, but I like to do everything every day just to keep them sharp.
We are talking with PGA golfer Christian Bezuidenhout, and we just had Dr. Courtney Bird on, who I know you've worked with before, and she was talking about how a day like today, the Dream Speak Live tournament, can raise funds and awareness for the Arthur Blank Center for Stuttering Education Research. What is a tournament today? What does it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. This is our fourth year. It's amazing to see the impact that we make in thousands of kids and adults and families' lives over the world. I actually just spoke to Dr. Bird now, and we've got a camp in 45 different countries around the world, which we go to, not me personally, but go to every year to educate people on stuttering and what's it about and how to handle it and stuff like that. So for me, as a South African growing up, my knowledge about stuttering was nothing. Nobody there knew what it is, how to handle it, how to cure it, how to go about it. So over the last 4 years, I've learned everything that I know now through the center and through Dr. Bird, that educated us and educated all the thousands of kids and families around the world, you know. So it's a really special place. It's a really really special day to raise funds to be able to reach thousands of people around the world. And we're really fortunate for so many people out here to help us do it, and we're gonna take the camp to South Africa next year, which is gonna be our first time.
Nice.
And I really look forward to educate the people in my home country about stuttering and what's it about. And yeah,
that's awesome. I am curious too, because one of the things I remember from the last couple of years that we've been out here is some of the kids that are involved. And I think it was last year they read, you know, open red letters to the crowd of people out there.
Yeah.
What's some of the advice that you, or the conversations you've had with some of the children that are involved in this, just as somebody who's been through this to the highest degree and has speaks in public and other things? What's some of the conversations like with them to allow them to feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, they've all these kids, yeah, from ages 4 to 40, you know, when I grew up, I was an introvert. Like, I didn't speak to anybody. I didn't answer cell phone. I didn't like. I hardly spoke to my family, you know. So just to see them now through this camp and through the blank center, how far they've already come, and where I've been when I was a child and teenager and stuff. It's just amazing. Like, I actually wish I had this when I was a child and a teenager, just the confidence that they've got already to speak in public and to speak in front of thousands of people and hundreds of people, you know, which I never did when I was growing up, you know. I mean, through golf, obviously had to do speeches and interviews and stuff, but that was really hard for me in the beginning because I was really shy about it. I was really shy about the way I spoke and all that, you know. So it was a big mental thing for me to overcome and to make that mind shift. Okay, this is not going to get better. It's not going to go away. So either you accept it and you embrace the challenge, you embrace the fact that you stutter, and to show the people that this is who I am, and it's not going to, the way I speak is not going to define me, you know. So, and it was literally just a mind shift, and that only happened when I was like 21, 22 years old, you know. But before that, I used golf as an escape from people to so that I don't have to speak to them, or
right.
or I don't have to answer a telephone and stuff. So out of any very, very lonely childhood growing up, which I wouldn't change now, but I just wish I knew how to deal with it earlier, and what to do on a younger age, because nobody knew. Well, nobody still knows in South Africa how to deal with it and how to handle it, you know. So it's all these kids here is an inspiration for me, because I knew when I was 10 years old I would have never done that, and it's an inspiration to see our father center have taken all these kids to be brave enough to stand there and to speak in front of them.
Good stuff.
This might be a silly question, but are you playing today?
I am, yes.
Okay.
It wasn't silly for me. I was wondering the same thing.
What time are you teeing off?
I think we start at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got to let you get out there then. No.
I might just walk out of the first tee just to watch him tee off. Right. Yeah.
Well, Christian, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. We so appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.